Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Faith and reason are distinct but not separate. Both are essential to Christianity. Faith is primarily an act of both intellect and the will, whereas reason is essentially an act of the intellect. It may often appear to us sometimes that God is leading in a direction that does not make sense at all. To the mortal mind, God's timing was always wrong. Crossing the Jordan River when the banks are full doesn't make sense, but this was the perfect time since at harvest there was plenty of food for the millions of Israelites. Besides, the miracle of crossing the flooded river would cause the enemy to tremble at God's power. To capture the great walled city of Jericho, God again chose a strange approach. Instead of preparing battering rams to knock down the wall or using ladders or digging trenches under the wall, the Ark of the God was carried by the priests around the city. When the command was given to shout, the walls fell down flat. What a glorious picture of obedience and faith. Maybe the Lord is leading you down a road that seems to make no sense at all. It may be the road of forgiving someone who has deeply hurt you, or it could be the path of persevering in your Christian witness in spite of opposition and ridicule. Whatever it is, you can be sure that as you walk in faith and obedience, God will enable you to do it. Use your mind. Engage your reasoning when you hear the word of God. Faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. Just as it is possible to have unreasonable unbelief, it is possible to have reasonable faith. Faith and reason are harmonious in their approach. Faith is required for understanding, and that reason is essential to understanding. Apostle Paul writes, "Pray in the spirit and also pray with mind." You don't have to lose your mind to use your faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19, Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Remember, my friends, reason gives assertion, faith gives assurance. Shall we pray? Gracious, loving Lord, thank you for everyday life and eternal life. We are grateful for bringing heaven to earth and thankful for taking earth to heaven. Help us this day to rejoice and be glad in all that you do in our life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.